I'll just kind of wrap it up here pretty quick, so we'll go ahead and do another tune or whatever, but I can maybe field another question from the audience if you want to. Yes, sir. Well, that's a good question. One thing is metaphysics, you know, like not necessarily, like there's a way of copying something directly, and there's a way of copying something spiritually. And what I always admired about my good friends that I've had for years that are metalheads, they love music. All of my friends that are metalheads love all kinds of music and go see shows all the time and have no compunction about driving 300 miles to see a band they want to see and showing up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon hoping to catch sound check and stay till a very bitter end and being completely entertained with the whole thing and stuff like that. So just that appreciation for music is one way. And also my friends that, I'm pretty good friends with a couple guys that are very accomplished metal and punk rock musicians, and they practice their butts off. And that concept has stuck with me too. Just like I grew up playing guitar in the 70s and 80s, and you know, when this metal thing was kind of coming up with a lot of tablatures and those magazines and stuff, and man, guys were practicing like crazy. Like I had two or three buddies that like got carpal tunnel from just going. Like, you have to go to get an operation on your forearm or something, you know. Well, I practiced my Phrygian mode for 6 months and had to go have an operation on my tendons. I'm hoping to get back in the action. Stuff like that. So, I don't know. Also, just like the whole concept of like making music about something, you know, having a songs about things instead of just like a collection of stuff that sounds like a song, but it's not really a song. So, anyway. I guess I would suppose the short answer to that would be just sort of metaphysically, you know, dedication and things like that. I don't know. Is that a good answer? Fair answer? Anybody else? Anything else? It's a workshop. I took that seriously instead of just playing and singing. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yeah, it depends on what distribution are you using?
I think I'm using Ubuntu.
Yeah. You might try Ubuntu Studio, which is an older LTS, your long-term support system, but there's one called Ubuntu Studio which has the audio packages that it'll go and find the audio packages and bring them in, because with Ubuntu you need to run Jack for the audio interface, the Pulse Audio that comes bundled in. This is probably really boring, but I'm totally excited by this stuff. The Pulse Audio that comes bundled in Ubuntu is problematic. It has latency. It has a little bit of latency when you go to monitor, but there's a Ubuntu distribution called Ubuntu Studio that has a low latency kernel and uses this system called Jack, which can interface with all kinds of different audio, and it allows you to use multiple DAWs at once and move information back and forth. I would try Ubuntu Studio. There's another one called KVS Studio that is in other words, there's a couple of audio-specific Linux distributions you might try that come with Ardour built in, which is a DAW that's free, and it's a very good, fully featured audio program. Yeah, so try Ubuntu Studio. I'm using a Ubuntu distribution called Mate, which is a smaller kernel, and it doesn't use the Unity interface. It uses the GNOME interface, which is a little less of a resource hog if you have an older computer. But anyway. Yes. Yeah. Yes, sir. Which part? Sorry. This geeked out stuff. Sorry about that. But there's a really cool Reddit subreddit called Linux Audio that's worth following that has a lot of good information on it and stuff. Yeah, it's fun to do with those older computers. I don't know. That's a funny song, isn't it, K-Man? That's a funny song. I made that song up when I was at SeaTac Airport, and one of those events had happened in the flight system where someone had like tried to light his jock on fire or something like that, where they shut down the entire system, and it was like, what is this guy? What is he thinking? You know, and anyway, it was like there's incredible line going through TSA, this huge line, and it entered my mind that we're all just kind of like cavemen, you know, like we don't work as hard and we live longer and stuff, but basically we're just kind of scratching around out in the dirt like everybody else or something. I don't know, it was kind of a dark moment for me there when I wrote that song about that. Anyway. What's that? Oh, you're welcome. Okay, we're going to play one more thing, I guess, and hit the hot, dusty trail. And going to go hang out and see the McCrorys here in a little bit. Looking forward to seeing those guys. Hey, how about that Chatham County Line? They're like one of my favorite bands that play at these festivals. Man, they're so great. They got great songs, and they orchestrate their music, and they're awesome. Okay. Hey, give it up to this salmon right here. His name is Chris. Is that right? He did a good job. He's doing a good job here, working hard for you. It all seems so effortless when you're good like that guy. Okay, we're going to just pick something, I guess, if that's okay. One more time, my friend Jacob Navarro, if you don't mind giving him a round of applause. Buddies up there in the Northwest. You know we're from the Northwest because we have mold growing on our bodies. When you're in the Northwest, when you spend a lot of time up there and you get like in like 75 degree weather, you go, oh, it's so hot here. It kind of spoiled a lot of the climate. Is climate a word? If there's inclement, is there climate? How do you say that? If you were trying to learn English from watching that show Cops, you know, if you were trying to learn English, you would think that when they said freeze, hold it, that meant run like hell. Anyway, yeah. We're going to pick you the Foggy Mountain Breakdown here, too, but we're not going to play it real quick. But we're going to pick you a little tune here. Thanks again for being here and appreciate your time. Thanks for listening.